across the History Festival.
Beams in the Blackfriars were donated by Henry III. And
I mean, there's so much great stuff that goes on here. If anyone's not been to Gloucester History Festival,
The Gloucester History Festival special series on History with Jackson.
So hello everyone, welcome back to History with Jackson and welcome to the last episode of our Gloucester Festival special series here at History with Jackson. And today we're doing a total roundup of what we experienced on Friday and Saturday at Gloucester History Festival. And of course we are joined by Abigail Rebecca Williams, who has been working with us for the festival. She's going to be working with us for the rest of this year. You're going to see her face quite a lot on social media. You're going to hear her voice quite a bit on a podcast. How are you, Abby?
I'm good, thank you. How are you going yourself? We've had an incredibly busy couple of days, and I can speak for the both of us when I say we are exhausted, but in the best way possible, because there's been so much going on that we're so excited to share with you.
I mean, totally and utterly shattered. Totally and utterly shattered. So let's start, Abby, let's start on Friday. So Friday, we got up at about four.
Yep.
Four. I don't know why I said it in that weird accent. We got up about four. We got off in the car about five, set off to Gloucester. Now, we arrived at Gloucester about 8 o'clock in the morning. What did we get up to the first thing?
So first things first, I forgot a key part of my outfit, which was a belt. So we had to stop off to Primark so I could quickly buy one. I know that's not really of historical interest, but it was how we started the day. We then decided to have a nice little walk around Gloucester because I'd never been before. So it was kind of a nice little way to introduce not only Gloucester History Festival, but Gloucester to me by seeing some of the most beautiful things around the city centre, such as the cathedral. Stunning.
I totally agree. Like, having never been to Gloucester before, experiencing the history of the cathedral, which is a filming location for Harry Potter, and experiencing some of the historical buildings Gloucester has to offer. You know, there's so many Tudor buildings which are just there. I'm sure people heard Nina and Philip in the podcast discuss these kind of things when we're looking at Gloucester. But then we turned up at the festival, which was absolutely fascinating. What first talk did we go to?
So the first talk we went to was from Nandini Das, and she was talking about the court of the Mughal Empire through the lens of Jacobean England with Sir Thomas Rowe, who, for all accounts, as she explained to us, was pretty much not a diplomat, not somebody we should have been sending to represent us as a country, but he did, he went, and that's what he set out to achieve, whether he did that to varying degrees of success or not. But what I found really, really interesting from her talk and her lecture was actually that she really reframed the way we as the English population think about what empire means and what it meant in the early Jacobean period, because England wasn't as powerful as we see ourselves in the international world compared to the likes of the Mughal Empire and other great empires in the Asian peninsula and other areas. So she really, really did a great job at affirming how England was not in a position of power to be negotiating trade deals, to be negotiating all of these things that the East India Company, Trading Company, wanted. So it really, really did give a nice way to start Gloucester History Festival by re-examining our own conceptions about what being English and what having this vast empire meant in actuality.
I think that's a really nice point there. You know, Nandini Das's talk on courting the Mughal Empire kind of juxtaposed Chris Packham's Thursday night talk on climate and his attitudes towards the way he works, which I thought was quite interesting, even though we weren't there. So those themes of looking at the way that we interact with people kind of really interact with Gloucester's themes of roots and rebels this year. And I think the way that Nandini Das had us thinking really set us up for the rest of the day, where we looked at NATO at 75, we looked at the relationship between Elizabeth I and Mary I. And I think looking at history in this way really allowed us to challenge the way that we think. And that kind of continued into day two with the way that Peter Frankopan discussed how we interact with the natural world and different things that we should look at as historians and how we should approach our work as historians.
No, I wholeheartedly agree. I think that is one thing, speaking with all the event organisers, from President Janina Ramirez to Sarah Smythe, the curator, to Nikki and Vicky, to Vicky and also Sarah, who were constant figures during, like, faces for both Jackson and I at the festival, we got this profound sense of the festival being more than just history, being more than just people turning up, listening to a lecture and going home. The way we interact with history is so important, and Gloucester does, the History Festival does such a good job at re-examining and forcing us all, maybe out even out of our comfort zones, to examine actually how history interplays with not just everything we do in our everyday life, but through science, through climate change, through women's history, through through empire. We had quite a few talks discussing empire this festival season on the programme.
I think that's a really nice point there. A lot of the talks and a lot of the topics really cut to or work to address misconceptions that we might have in history, and they worked probably, and they looked deep down and addressed what it means to be a certain person, what it means to be English, what history means, what it means to be a historian. And it was really fascinating hearing those, you know, when Stephen McGann spoke about, you know, there was talk on women, medieval to modern, and he was speaking about his mum, and that was incredibly powerful, and it kind of made you think, oh, that's what women mean to people, and particularly, you know, in the way that Stephen spoke about his mum, how much she meant to him or means to him. And then I had that same conversation with Estelle, and we had that same conversation with Nina as well.
100%. And I do think that the conversation with Janina and Estelle and Stephen really highlighted that women throughout the ages have been present. We just need to reframe the way we look at women, because they are so often missed from the grand histories that we tend to know. And it was really nice, both Janina and Estelle, they looked at Anne Boleyn and Joan of Arc, who are women of regard. They are well known, they are infamous. Whereas I really, really liked that Stephen chose somebody who was so close to his heart, who may be lost within the history, even in a modern era where women's history is recorded, people want to hear it. Unlike Anne Boleyn and Joan of Arc, where their histories have been written a lot of the time by men for men with an agenda on there, histories of the women like Stephen's mum are forgotten in the masses, in the quiet unrest of what is going on in the rest of the world. So it was really nice to draw attention to both of those aspects of female history.
I think what I particularly liked about our conversations about women was actually watching female historians support female historians. There was Janina supporting Estelle in her work, but also what I particularly loved is watching you have a conversation with Janina. You want to break that down, that conversation that you had with Nina down?
Yeah, I actually get quite emotional, and I get a goosebumps thinking about it and talking about it, to be honest, because in academia, I do think there still is, for right or wrong, for whether that is happening everywhere, in my experience, there has been aspects where I do think I've not been taken seriously as a woman. And I'm just going to have to say that as the truth that it is, because I have experienced that. And it is so nice, because there are so few women in academia, to see so many incredibly talented female historians on the stage at Gloucester, not just Professor Janina Ramirez, not just Estelle. We've got Nicola Tallis, we had Susanna Lipscomb, Suzanne Doran, just incredibly talented women. But I think the one thing that I really, really appreciated about my conversation with Professor Janina Ramirez, I've just mixed her name together, Janina Ramirez, was the fact that she was so supportive of female historians. She's really, really working to cultivate a space where you can excel, and she wants that. And you can see that in her work as president of Gloucester History Festival, but also just in her interactions with the men and women around her. She wants to uplift everyone, and it's truly incredible to see.
And I really enjoyed that part of Ashley. You know, she didn't need to give me the time that she gave me. She didn't need to give you the time that she gave you. And that conversation that you two had about Olga was fascinating.
No, it really was. On the talk she had with, on the interview that Jackson and her filmed, which, check it out, it's a really good conversation. She was talking about the intricacies of reading in the lines, between the lines of history to find women. And that's also what her talked about in the lecture program. And I'm writing a book about Saint Olga of Kiev. She is a woman in the grand histories of men who is just a footnote. There is not much written about her. And I have found in my research reading about her is there is scant to find. There is scant that we know. So speaking to another female historian who's going through that, going through knowing exactly what I'm going through in terms of having to read female voices back into the narrative and how you go about doing that, it was really inspiring to hear that conversation and to hear her talk about it more broadly. So we had a really nice conversation about Saint Olga of Kiev, because we both were able to come at her from the lens of, no, there's more to her, we will find it. And that was inspiring.
And it was absolutely fascinating and lovely to watch that interaction. And the same thing from Estelle was trying to correct misconceptions that we have about Anne Boleyn, and Nicola Tallis was trying to address misconceptions that we have in our idea of the relationship between Elizabeth and Mary I. It was absolutely brilliant to watch. But then I also like how the festival also tackled diversity. And we looked at the empire. We had Satham Sangira and Nandini Das address parts of the empire and the difficult history that we have, the difficulty that a lot of people here have with touching that history and learning about that history, because it cuts to the very core of what some people believe to be Englishness and Britishness, which is, I think, a really, really good thing that the festival's doing. They're not trying to challenge your notions, but they're trying to get you to think about these things and look at these issues and how they affect other people, which I really enjoy from Gloucester History Festival. But it was also nice across the History Festival to work with other people in the same field and to talk with other people in the same field. I enjoyed working with other historians, but also I'm going to give him a plug. He gets so many plugs here already. I loved working with Paul. I think Paul was absolutely fantastic at this festival, and watching the work that he was doing, hopefully he listens to this, looking at the work he was doing when we were there was absolutely brilliant. But Abby, what was your one highlight from Gloucester History Festival, if we take out your conversation with Nina?
Okay, so before we discuss my highlight, I think you need to give a brief explanation of what Paul does over at History Rage, because we have plugged him so much, but unless you go and listen to his content, which I do hope you do, I don't know if you can even explain what he does, but Jackson, go give it a go.
I think it's you. So I've been on History Rage. I loved it. I'm on it again as the festival 3-minute little clips. Abby's on it as well. You kind of get angry about the things in history that you get angry about, and I absolutely love it. So I will give Paul all the space, because I love raging about things I hate. So that's absolutely brilliant. But yeah, it was absolutely fantastic to have those conversations, and I cannot wait for him to share the little 3-minute rages that we have.
Same, like hearing his kind of like little like summaries of some of the rages he got from the historians at Gloucester History Festival. I can't wait to go ahead and read, like, listen to them, having seen them so composed on stage to seeing them so unfiltered behind the scenes. It's a really cool concept he's got going on,
and it really brightened our moments when we're in the depths of editing. So highlight,
can I be really sappy and just say that it's been such an honor to be with you at Gloucester History Festival, because I actually don't think I would have ever really had the opportunity to come along to something like this. I don't live anywhere near Gloucester. I live in Nottingham. So the drive down, I wouldn't have just driven down to Gloucester for one talk, which I would have wanted to go to. And actually having sat in, I think I sat in every single talk apart from one. And I think that's because we were filming an interview. And, you know, sometimes you just have to do that when you're working behind the scenes at things. Every single talk was worthwhile. Every single talk I was captivated by. Every single talk I found insightful. I learned something. It challenged the way I thought about things. It made me challenge my own perceptions of myself as a historian. It made me want to be inspired to be brave as a historian. And sometimes I think that has not been something that I felt comfortable being in the field. So having the opportunity to come along with yourself, Jackson, and be a representative of History of Jackson, I think is my highlight, because this is not something I would have ever been able to do or have.
Yeah, that I think that's a lovely answer. I think that's a lovely answer, so thank you very much, you know. But no, you can't be sappy.
You can't make me say something else. What am I to say?
So I want one highlight.
Okay, give me a second to think. How could I choose a highlight from that was Gloucester? Because that was, honestly, if you weren't there, I cannot describe to you the feeling of, okay, here we go then. The feeling of welcomeness. I don't think that's a word. The welcome feeling. I'm making it a word. Of being at Gloucester and being able to have discussions with historians that you would never get to have, because history is quite an isolated field in terms of you go away, you write your novel, you write your book, you do your article, you sit in a dark room in a library until 4 a.m. in the morning piling over books in the archives. You don't actually get a lot of time to interact with other historians, or it has been the case in my case. I mean, Jackson and I work closely together, but I think it's a bit of an exception. So I think actually being able to have these discussions informally and formally with historians has been a massive highlight. What would you say your highlight is then, Jackson, to push that question back to yourself?
So my thoughts, my favourite would be, it would be meeting people that I know, I have conversations with, I talk to regularly, but I've not actually met them in the flesh. You know, I've met Paul, I talk to Paul most weeks, but I've only met him physically once. Me and Nicola have spoken several times since last Gloucester, but as the same, I've only met her once. But then looking at meeting people whose work I've deeply, deeply admired. So I've always admired Peter Frankopan's work. I've always admired Nina's work. I've always, always looked up to these historians, and being able to meet them and spend time with them is probably been my favourite thing. You kind of had to pinch yourself when, yeah, these are people you looked up to when you were at university, you used their work when you were at university, when you didn't consider yourself a historian. And now that perhaps I probably am a historian now. So now that I am a historian, actually spending time with them on an almost level playing field. They are far, far bigger names than I am. Maybe my name's longer, maybe not in Peter's case, but actually spending time with them, rubbing shoulders with them on an almost level playing field has been absolutely fantastic.
Okay, first of all, you are a historian. You are absolutely a historian, but I think that kind of captures the sentiment that I had with my favourite thing of the highlight of Gloucester, because it doesn't matter if you are a young historian breaking into the field. It doesn't matter if you are an extremely well-established historian. You come together on the same equal footing and respect each other for the work that you have put out or you are doing or your contribution. And I think that's what Gloucester encapsulates.
There we go.
That's the word. Encapsulates. That's the word I'm looking for.
So I think that's a lovely note to finish this episode on and finish our coverage of Gloucester History Festival on. Yes.
Oh, wait, before we do, can we just say that Jackson got a shout out by Dom Joly in his talk? I think we can't finish this roundup without saying that. Like, I'm sorry, the biggest shout out. It was incredible. Sat in the audience, Jackson and Dom had a pre-lecture interview, and Jackson and him had, you know, been talking about conspiracy theories about Finland and whether it actually exists. I'll let you decide on whether you think that it actually exists or not.
Or you can listen to the episode or that me and Dom recorded. Yeah.
But in his actual talk, Dom referenced the conversation that you two had before his lecture in his lecture. Full History of Jackson podcast. Just an utter shout out that we cannot gloss over. So, you know, I'm bringing it up for you.
Thank you. Thing is, I think what makes that bad is I was interviewing, and sorry, Dom, I was interviewing Estelle right after Dom. So I was upstairs in the green room, in the writer's room, having an interview with Estelle. So when Abby sent me a text and I read my text, I was like, oh my God, that's awesome. But yeah, I'm really appreciative of Dom for doing that. He didn't have to do that. And I absolutely loved having a conversation about the existence of Finland, how, you know, conspiracy theories that we used to have were fun things we could make fun on, but we were all arguing from basically the same premise. To the more dangerous conspiracy theories of today. Go check that episode out. It's absolutely fantastic. Go check out all the episodes. Actually, I'm incredibly proud of the work that we've done this weekend. I'm incredibly proud of all the reels that we've done. I think we've had a really good weekend.
We've had an incredible weekend. Likewise, very, very proud of the content that we've put out this week. And we've got some more to come out. We did film some content around the city of Gloucester, which we will be sharing, so keep an eye out for that. But we've also got our end of festival blog post to come out, so keep an eye on that as well.
Yeah, we are currently writing that, which it's great write-up. I'm enjoying reflecting on the festival. But if you guys do enjoy any of the content that we create here at History with Jackson, please do consider heading to the Buy Me a Coffee profile in the description below, or subscribing to History with Jackson Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can support us and you can help History with Jackson to continue to create the content that we do here on a daily basis. Be that our coverage of the amazing Gloucester History Festival and the future festivals that we'd be heading to, or be that some of the work that we do on the blog, on the reels, and so on and so forth. So thank you very much for listening to History Jackson Podcast, and we will talk to you next episode, where we have a return to our normal coverage. But if you want to learn more about Gloucester History Festival, the Autumn Festival is coming up. It's in September. It looks to be absolutely awesome. So I'll see you all next episode. Thank you very much for listening, and that is goodbye from me, and
see you later, guys. Have a good day.